this is the area where we're working on opening up the view and restoring the look of the, trying to get closer to what it looked like during the battle.
I'm walking through Sitka National Historical Park with Chief of Resources Brennan Carter. We're on a trail between the shoreline and the Tlingit Fort site Shishkanu, where the Battle of 1804 took place.
It was amazing. It was the last major battle between, and when I say major, I mean involving thousands of people. Mm-hmm. The defenses were really formidable.
From here, we can just see through the trees to the shoreline, where the Russian gunship Neva anchored for her 6-day siege. But a few months ago, dense vegetation blocked any view of the water. And according to Carter, this not only shortchanges visibility, but history as well. The 3.5 acres were once marshland, not dense forest.
It's super clear when you look at the air photos. You can see the succession. Exactly. You can pinpoint within a 10-year period, sometimes within a 5-year period, where the major changes in vegetation occurred.
Aerial photographs from the 1920s on suggest somewhat dramatic changes in the landscape. With the retreat of glaciers, the land is rising, and by the 1950s, the marshland had given way to a dry beach covered with ryegrass. Then, in 1958, the mill opened. Bob Sam worked for the park, upgrading the trails around the time the mill logs started washing up on shore.
Standing here right now, I would say this was more wide open. This was an open field. And this was covered with all these logs and stuff. And so a lot more back then. And we cut a lot of them up and used it as firewood, gave it away to elders and things like that.
But the logs kept coming, breaking off of rafts on their way to the mill and washing up onto the beach. Carter says that the deposition of this organic debris provided a perfect nursery environment for trees.
All of a sudden it became an emergent forest, and we'd lost the open appearance of the battlefield.
Ultimately, the trees and undergrowth grew so thick, there was no visual corridor from the fort site to the waterfront, a view necessary for proper interpretation of the Battle of 1804. It even covered up other cultural relics, canoe haulouts and clam gardens. So this spring, Carter and his team presented their plan to clear out undergrowth and small trees from the area, and they were met with some community support and a few suggestions.
The Sitka tribe and their representatives suggested that rather than take out hemlock, undergrowth hemlock, the small stuff like this, rather than take those out now, wait until spring, and they would be willing to haul all the hemlock off for us and use them as part of their herring sets in the spring. So that's essentially what we've done. We've left all the hemlock that are small or that have branches that are potentially usable for the herring, for subsistence herring sets.
Carter says that the Park Service wants to be responsive both to the past and the interest of the tribal community. The work of restoration has been easier because people have fond memories of the land before the emergent forest began to take hold. Bob Sam says there's also potential to learn from a past that's still hidden. Clearings on the beach where canoes were hauled out.
To me, that's very interesting history that we should take a look at and not just keep covered. Mm-hmm. We should take a look at it and see the technology of canoe haulouts is fascinating, and it's a cultural site that goes back thousands of years. So let's take a look at it.
The National Park Service will move ahead with the removal of the mill logs over the next few months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.